Parak Sheni Dmai Dab Zayin Amad Aleph in Yerushalmi.
Anshon the Heilige Parak.
Elu Dvarim Mitasrim Dmai Bechol Makom. The following things, even though we said yesterday that Tzim and North are not Chayim and Dmai, the following things are Chayim and Dmai anywhere. Hadvela, Vatmarim, Vacharovim, Vahorev, Vahkamun. These are various species which are easy to tell. If they're high quality, they must come from Eretz Yisrael, no matter where they are. We'll see that the Gemara will say there are lower quality ones, but they're so easily, you can easily see the difference between them, that if you see a Devela figs, or tamarim, or charuvim, that are high quality, they have to come from Eretz Yisrael. Ha'orez shebechutzlaretz, mashenkein, the orez that is used in chutzlaretz, even if you use it in Eretz Yisrael, kol hamishtanesh mimenu batur, because none of it is grown in Eretz Yisrael. That type of orez. And I was going to describe the differences between them. Now, tamam taminan shum bal bechi, basal shalichma, grease in the gilpin, adashin hamitriot. So over there, it lists various species that are potter from taking meiser even in Eretz Yisrael. Now, this is the exact opposite. This is telling us which species are chayav and take meiser even out of Eretz Yisrael. So these are sort of mirror image mishnayos. But over there, it mentions specifically these meaning that those things, even if they're in Eretz Yisrael, definitely come from chutzlaretz. So, aminim avolo ayudeshi, yeshka yotzeben Eretz Yisrael. You'll notice that each one of them has an adjective. They're all subspecies that are clearly identified. And Aramaic doesn't identify any subspecies. It says dvela, tamorim, haruvim, right? This mishnah, on the other hand, says shum balbechi, or batzal of rifba, grisim kalikim, and so on. These are various subspecies. So aminim avolo ayudeshi yeshka yotzeben Eretz Yisrael. We have the same type of species in Eretz Yisrael, not this particular subspecies. So therefore, the Chachamim needed to give, so Chachamim lipei lam siman. Chachamim needed to give an identification of the subspecies. Masha enke aval. We find examples of the other things that are not chayav in Eretz Yisrael without simanim, which are a precise mirror image of our Mishnah. Altarin, Fistikim, Ixtragulin, Ayadesha Enkayot from Eretz Yisrael, because those minim do not grow at all in Eretz Yisrael. Lo Tachulitemem Simanim, we don't mention any subspecies. Any type of fistuk is proper in Eretz Yisrael. Well, Miravavin Adam Asisa Chilutha, you'll notice that particular brisa is an exact mirror image of our Mishnah here, because there the Yuv Aminim Aelo Ayadesh Enkayot from Chutzlaretz. So, in our Mishnah, we have the chiyuv, even the chutzlaretz, as opposed to the ptur, even Eretz Yisrael, because these things only grow in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Chachamim needed to list these things. Now, what do you mean when you say these things grow only in Eretz Yisrael? I mean, there's plenty of dvelot in Batra. I mean, who ever heard of a dvela only growing in Eretz Yisrael? True, but shechika, there's no comparison. It's shachuk, it's kachush, it's low quality. You can immediately take one look at it and you know this is Iraqi. Well, what about the tamarim in Alexandria? There's plenty of tamarim. What are you talking about? The tamarim only grown Eretz Yisrael? No, those, you'll never confuse those with Eretz Yisrael tamarim. They're dikikinin on. They're very thin. They don't have that same shumon. Well, what about charuvim? Charuvim grow in Biari. That's a good do they do. Those are crushed when you call those charuvim. What about orez? Orez grows in chulta. That's ichtahu, sumaku. First of all, that rice is rounded. It doesn't even look like normal rice, nice, long, elongated. And not only that, it's red. Whoever heard of eating red? What is that, some kind of health food? We're talking about solid rice. Well, what about kumun? I mean, you say kumun only grows in Eretz Yisrael. Kumun grows in Cyprus. The Kipras? Oh, come on, it's misshapen coming. We're talking about high quality corn. Amar Rav Elazar, this halacha, that it's my mit asim d'mai, is lo shanu ela balokeach min ha-Yisrael, it's a text. This back is somebody who buys from a Jew. So if he's buying from a Jew, then it's mit asir d'mai, because maybe this guy might fit it. Aval halokeach min ha-Akum, it's a text. Somebody who buys from an Akum, then he has to make it vadai into tzed. Okay, so our mission says d'mai, and if you're buying from a goy where you know that that goy certainly didn't meisher, then you have to meisher it vadai, which makes an afkamina. You have to make a bracha. You can even take off meisher sheni first. All the different things that we had in the last parak. Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the difference? Lo shanya, he alokev Yisrael, he alokev min ha'akum. Even if you buy it from a goy, you're still going to take it off d'mai and not vadai, because what we have to look at is where is it coming from, right? And it's a question of who you're buying it from, but there's also a question of where did it come from, because even if you're buying it from a goy, who's to say that it wasn't bought from a Yisrael? Which means essentially that according to Rav Elazar saw the Neymar, Rav Elazar, who says that it makes not clear who you buy it from, so he apparently holds that Rov Eretz Yisrael is netuna b'yad Akum. Since most of Eretz Yisrael is owned by Akum, so even if this guy's going to buy it from somebody, we have to assume that the things that he buys are also not Mu'usar. And therefore, he would, if he buys from Yisrael, so then an Efinami, maybe Yisrael himself had marked it, so then it would only be d'mai. But if this goy is buying, and he's buying from a goy, then it should be chayav in vadai. So it's ein kinyan la'akum. That's because you turn him away. He can't hear when he's lying on his stomach like that. And I have him to face, and he'll be doing just fine. It's much, much better. Apparently with Yochanan holds that if you go bus a rove, then it's Yisrael, and therefore it's always d'mai. Says the Gemara, why? That doesn't have to be the explanation. And he holds rove Eretz Yisrael is netuna b'yad Yisrael. Maybe Rebbe Elazar over here is chash l'miyut. It's because he holds that since there is a miyut that the Tagar buys from, and we know that a Tagar will definitely at one point has things from an Akum. So now it turns out that what does our Sufik really consist of? Our Sufik consists of, is this Paris that come from here or are these Paris that come from there, right? But that's a Kavua. And so Kavua can mess from Epsodon. Because what I'm really trying to determine is not that these were Parish, but is this the day that he bought from the Goy or is this the day that he bought from the Jew? So there's no way to be parashid over here, in which case we should say that Korkavur can have some extra. That's how Rav Elazar looks at it. And he brings a raya from Kahana Surkaya. Shehi mistapeket yom achad mine isur, nasa otoa yom ocheya, l'kol ayamim. Let's say that we know that a particular caravan, that one day a year, that the things that it has are traced. So then that becomes now a shayla of, is this the day that I can buy? You can't buy from this caravan anymore because you're always specific. Is this that day? And that's kavua. That's not kol parish miruva kol parish. So the same thing would be true about the case of the akum over here. Says Rabbi Yossi. So I mean, if that's the way you understand kavua, so we should not be allowed to be makabel again nowadays. If somebody comes along, he's just a goy. But I mean, after all, me after Ger Shabbali Geyer in the Kabbalah Mitzvot, and he told me, "I'm on the Malavu. Are we going to allow him now to marry into Klal Yisrael?" Who's to say he's not from Amon Amor? And I mean, you have to be specific saying that it's spoke of work and that's from next to them. And it says, "Nasa Oto Ager, Chiyach LeKol Agerim." You can say the same thing. The one Ger that's going to be from Amon Amor now becomes now Gemer Shal Mechta for all Gerim. That doesn't make sense. Elakeini. All Rebbe Lezer Sovereign name of Roger Sonat to Nabiyad Akram, Rebbe Yochan Sovereign name of Roger Sonat to Nabiyad Yisrael. Therefore, I disagree. I think that the way we explain the Lechatzila works a lot better. Nobody would be Kaishish Lemiyuta and say in such a case it's considered to be Yatzel Mechatzon. Now, it must be that there's a goofy question of how he viewed. Now, it's not to say that he's not taking into consideration, because we're dealing with the Akram, who the Akram is purchasing from. In other words, it's more likely that he would be purchasing from an Akum also than he's going to be purchasing from Yisrael. Now, so you think, if I'm buying it from Yisrael, then besides the issue of whether Yisrael himself had been mockish, it's also a question, is he more naked to buy from Jews? It's also an issue. When the Yochanan Sovereign name, I wrote there, it's going to never be Yisrael. Vod min Hada, you can see also from the following, the Raya, that the Machlokas is indeed in terms of whether Eretz Yisrael is mostly Akum or Yisrael. This Maisa, Reb Zira, the Shalach Shal, Reb Alexandra, the Tzaduka, Elin Mikalvas and the Acha, Ma'atan Misharim. It was a type of Tamara. And he said, those Tamarim that we buy over here, how do you estimate? He said, Rov Ben Akum or Ruba Mi Yisrael? We have a difficult time in being able to get statistics on that issue. But you see clearly that that was the question, not whether you're Chayish Lemir, right? I can't define what the statistical probability is, but definitely we would be following the statistics. We would not be following the Chashash of the one boy that grows this type of Rimonim. We have a brisa, that's a raya, to both of these shitas. There we go. You have to pay good attention today. I know everybody's trying to disturb you, but the important thing is to pay attention. You'll enjoy it much more, you'll have a good time. And you never know what you might pick up. So one brisa says like this. Matnita Mishael, the Rebbe's Lozer, we have a raya to Rebbe Lozer, holds it Ruba in Akum hand, because here it says Hatagar b'chol makom d'mai, ematai b'zman shirov makam from Yisrael. A tagar that you buy from, as opposed to an individual, so this guy is a distributor, then you always take off d'mai b'chol makom, meaning even if the tagar himself is a goy. But this is only Ematai Bizman Shirov Makan from Yisrael, when we know that most of his sources of supplies are Yisrael, and therefore even though he definitely isn't taking off Meiser, but the people that he buys from may be taking off Meiser, therefore it's not considered to be Vadai, it's considered to be a Dmai issue. Okay, so that shows that according to Rebbe Lozer, if you do buy from an Akum, then it's considered to be Vada. It's just over here we're Choshish because it's a Tagar. Matnita Misael or Rabbi Yochanan. We also have a Brisa that brings us proof like Rabbi Yochanan. Because Pani Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Echad Akum, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kuti, Echad Hamaaretz. Whether we're talking about over here somebody who can buy from different people. He buys sometimes from an Akum, sometimes from Yisrael, sometimes from a Kuti. Now, of course, if he buys from the Kuti, then he has a shiv of Meisers, but the guy isn't marked to take off Meisers for other people. So there the halacha is, if he's Kona, sometimes from one and sometimes from the other, then he always takes off the mine, even though we don't know that most of his people are Yisrael. The other bright said we have to know that most of his people are Yisrael. But we see that he buys sometimes. We're saying that the Rove is in Yisrael, which is mashma, that Rove, indeed, of suppliers are Yisrael. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, that Rove are Yisrael. Isn't it too now? The God of Yisrael also seems to be right, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbiya bar Ada, boy, can they really matter? I don't understand. Is it the issue who he bought from? Why can't we ask him? Who are your sources of supply? No money is wrong, come on. No money is wrong, come on. Let him say, if I brought it from a Jew, so then I'll take off Dmai. He says, I brought it from a Goy, so I'll take off Vadai. Kutatesh, Ayah, Atagar, Akum. Now, the case that we were talking about, that the Tagar that you're buying it from over here, the Goy, She hasn't had any nemanus to tell us who we bought it from. So therefore, we're stuck. And this guy, he has Akum v'Yisrael mekilim l'fanam. He has suppliers that are both Jewish and non-Jewish, and we have no way of determining it. So in such a case, that's what we're saying, that he spoke like Nidmai, which is Mashmalak with the Okanan, that Rov is indeed Yisrael's Chavma. Hey, Rav Osher, honestly, he said, Misayeh al Rav Yochanan. Rav Osher points out that the following Brisa seems to be saying exactly like Rav Yochanan said. It seems like this. The Tani, Omer Rav Yudin Lohusko Limonei Badan, the Chatzir Geva, Ela Shehin Mit Asrin Vadai, the Chomakom. That these specific meaning, which are very Chashuk, you take off always, it's just a Mishnah, not a Brisa, you take off always Vadai, wherever it is. And that's Rimonei Badan are very Chashuk. Lagave one, and you have to take off Meiser Vadai. So in other words, these meaning don't grow by Jews, they grow by Akum, who don't take off mice. Now, I ask you. No, so I'm asking you. The man on Kayami. You tell me that we take off mice. Explain the case in the matter you buy it from. Even below Kayap and Israel, as Shabbat Josh pointed out. I mean, how come it just says Bakom Makom? If below Kayap and Israel, meaning a Tagar in Israel. So, how does that work? Bahara Tanina Vada? That we would say, you have to take off Vada? If I'm buying it from Israel, why, maybe I have to be chayshish that the Tagar himself took it over and make a brachal of Atala. I should be chayshish that the Tagar, the Jew, was a fine Jew, and he went ahead and he took it off himself. Obviously, the case that we have to be talking about, otherwise it wouldn't make any sense, is below keach min ha'akum. And these cases, when I'm buying from a goy, are unique, right? Because they are specifically made by goy. Mashla other things that are not specifically grown by Goyim, not Rimonei Badan and so on, we have a suffix, and over there I would say Demai, even though I'm buying it from a Tagar Akum. Uh-huh. That proves Rabbi Yochanan. It's a Mishnah. Because it's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. If I buy it from an Akum, nonetheless, I'm only taking off Demai because I say, well, it comes from Yisrael. That seems to me to be a very good rhyme. Ashar kol advarim demai, and which is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Anything else that I buy from the Tagar would only be demai. Omer Shmuel Bar Yipper is no raya. We may indeed be talking about bevadai anan kayamin, who bilokeach b'Yisrael anan kayamin. This is no problem at all, and it works out perfectly well according to the way Rabbi Elazar was learning. We're talking about he bought from a Jew, and nonetheless you have to take off vadai. Why? This guy is a major agronomistic wholesaler. So the din over there is that when he's under pressure, we have a special halacha that when the government is pressuring wholesalers to keep down the price, has cut down the profit margin to almost nothing, such that if he will take the responsibility of taking off the mine, he won't be able to make any profit himself. So there, he doesn't have to take off. And now, then over there, he tira lo liyot mochet valim valokeach yachush la'atzmo. As everybody knows, if the government is killing him, we have to go vice it because we're two blocks behind. Yeah, I know, but I don't think we can miss it. Yeah. So over there, we're going to be, indeed, even according to the laws there, have no chashash whatsoever that he took off to divide. Now, you said there's a difference over here if he's a tagar, if he's an individual. How do we define that he's a tagar? Now, to say that even though he's an akum, but maybe brought from a Jew, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a suffix. I mean, what makes him a tagar? According to Rabbi Elazar also we have to determine, because he said before, a tagar b'chol makom, that it is going to be demai if rov of his suppliers in Yisrael. What defines that? If somebody was maybe the shana b'shivayish, the guy goes ahead, brings one load, sells it, comes back, brings another load, sells it, he's still got another load to bring. A guy like that is obviously getting supplied from somebody else. Rabbi Yona boy, Rabbi Yona says, I mean, this is a little bit of a strange way of defining things. Let's say if the guy bought three bundles all at one time, so does it have something to do with the amount? Does that do with the fact that he had to go back and he obviously needed to find another supplier? I mean, so you're saying if he brought three Masurim Kaha, so he brings three dump trucks now full of stuff, so then Enze Tagar. But Jack is a Areza Tagar. How does that work? Yeah. Yeah, so he's been buying from other places as opposed to the actual grower. And Rabbi Yona says, another thing I have, I mean, if this is determining that he's a Tagar, so now is he retroactively a Tagar? Well, so what are you saying? He sold his first load, now he goes back and brings back another load. So still maybe he's bringing it from his own, but now he's bringing some other load that he probably had to go out and buy. Okay, so now does that mean that the first load he also bought? I mean, like, what does this mean? Does it make a big nafkamina also? Is it the mafreo nafka tagar? Or milikana aban? My nafka benayim, the difference is tremendous. I mean, bala hakim, suppose I bought now from all three loads. So now, do I take off the mine? Or is it vadai? Is it akum? Because it was the grower? Because my first two loads are vadai, but the third load is the mine? You must admit that this is a little strange. I mean, inte mamikana aban. So then Ma'asen is El Mizan, and then I got a problem over here. Rabbi Mana boy. Rabbi Mana says also, I mean, you've got some really very strange urim here. Suppose he shows up with his son, with his po'el, and each one of them has a separate load. Is that three loads, Zachar, or is each one of them a separate grower, but they're all working together? How do we... Ma'asit Ta'fulu Shalosh Masa'ot Ka'achat. Rabbi Yona asks, I mean, Sina Haba'a Mironi, huh? Kama Minim Yeshba? At Roel Takil Achat, at Roel Lorokoban Lok. What's happening over here? One of these gigantic Roman supply boats arrives now, made a stop in Yaffa. It's coming up now, selling in Tur. So what are we going to do over there? That's also considered to be like one load? Or what? I mean, you see all of these various different things. So what's the halacha? How do we view it? We don't deal with any of these issues. Now you notice, as the Gemara, in all of these cases, apirot lo yochu ben lo acha reach lo acha marev lo acha tam lo acha adamim el acha rov. Nobody mentioned, except in the specific cases that we spoke about in the Mishnah and in the Braita, where it's easily identifiable. Nobody said that you can say, oh, I recognize this. I know the smell of these perot. I know the way they look, and so on and so forth. These definitely come from chutzlar. They're important. That we don't see that anybody says you can rely on. And for that matter, the price. That's the primary way of knowing things in this country where something's come from. Right? So even the price is not considered to be an indication of where it is. You go only books of wealth. Rabbi Yaakov Barak, the same Rabbi Yochanan, and says, well, there's one thing where that's not true. Well, let's say if we have a case of yayin, like yayin chadash and yayin yashar, and you know that the yayin chadash is only local, so then for sure any idiot knows the difference between that and also block of hatan. Amr Rimona is out of the Kisaria. I play. I went to Kisaria, Kamita Nehigim, out of the Vilta Shuroi. I saw that in Kisaria, they have a lot of international commerce there. That was a Roman, maybe a Roman port. They are knowing in the Dvela Heter, even though it's an Eretz Yisrael. There's the Dvela that they had is imported. Sha'alit Rav Yitzchak Rav Eliezer. So I went and asked Rav Yitzchak Rav Eliezer if that's okay. The Amarli, and he said, Kachna HaZuga Shroi. That's where either Zuga means the Zug of the Talmud Chachamim in charge, or it's the name of an actual person. Zuga was marrying Heter on the Vela that comes to Kisharim because it comes from the boats, not from the local produce. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Rozek, Beshem Zuga de Kisharim. Kol de Samimaya Shunim. The truth is, anything along the coast, any area that sees the water, can be knowing this Heter. And Easterboy Namer Ad Migdal Milcha, Easterboy Namer Ad Ma'arat Talimon. For some who say that this heter extends till the Migdal of Milka, and some who says it goes all the way up to Ma'arat Talimon. Do our tour guides Have any idea where these places are?
No.
Oh, the Baba Mori. Oh, wow. Oh, nice, nice. You lay in the Rabbanan army. Now, the Mashmaut from what the Rabbanan said is that they're also telling us, basically, Amri came, I should say, not Amri Kol, that they said that the Devela is okay, as you see. And it also says that Haminim Asurim Bekesarim Chitim Pat Yain Shemen Tmorim Orez Pomun. The following things are local produce in Kesaria. Notice that it very evidently leaves out the Vela, the Lopashin and the Vela, the game of Tamita. Must be because of what you're saying, that the Vela actually is supplied by boats. The Kesaria is not local. It says the Gemara, what's that? What is that? Something to do with that's a lady. Says, well, what kind of rye is that? And we could read it like this, according to some. Maybe that's because the game is Anita. That's not a rye, because we don't have to mention a dvela, because it says the Farish over here that a dvela is mit aser b'chomakom. So maybe just the opposite. That it always comes from Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's why it leaves out dvela. What are you talking about? But it says what the name, Ores Kamun were written in our Mishnah also, and it still says the Parashtun. It still says that the Farish over here, that Ores Kamun, that are considered to be meaning that are assumed in the Kisarian. Why didn't they rely on our Mishnah? Obviously, because we're not relying on our Mishnah, because everybody knows that Kisarian is a unique situation. They're supplied by both. So if we're listed to Kamun, why didn't we list the Dvela? The Dvela and Kamun both appear in exactly the same Mishnah. Must be because there's a difference between us. And then in Echinami, when it comes to the Kamun, they do use local Kamun, and when it comes to the Dvela, they don't use the local Dvela. That's the problem. So it's a very good riot. Therefore, clearly, it's a real shear. It was left out. It was left out for a purpose. Okay, I think that we should stop here, because now we're getting into the issue of Shemitah, and we have a long discussion about various Shemitah issues, and including the very, very nogea halacha about whether you can be matir yirakot after Shemitah, because they were picked after Shemitah. And of course, that's this week's issue, whether you have to be Chayish for this week's problem. Yeah, we're talking about both of the water. Central, you think that's used in water.